Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and he wants me to share a story called Rusty Goes on a Date, and here's what he has to say. Dear Sane Man, tonight I met someone for dinner whom I met on Bumble. It was the first of what I'd like to call a successful date after my divorce was finalized just over a year ago. There were also other women I've interacted with through online dating apps, but none with this level of intellectual engagement. There is some physical attraction, and I sense that she was quite into me. I think she's a sweet girl. However, with what I know about women today, I'm not sure if I can handle the expectations of a woman. I enjoy the freedom of being single too much. During the date, she told me that she met other men from dating apps, but they changed their mind on wanting a relationship after initially saying that they wanted one. She does not want a friends with benefits, yet chooses to go out with me despite my dating profile saying nothing about wanting a long-term relationship. I also learned that she recently was divorced too. She ended her marriage over what she called her ex-husband's fapping content addiction. She says that he would satisfy himself with such content and therefore wouldn't crave intimacy with her. The thing that pushed her over the edge, she says, was that she found an obscene drawing that he made. She showed me the picture of it on her phone. It was what I'd like to call a trans furry hentai. A fairly talented drawing too, I must say. I worried about reigniting this woman's trauma by sounding too knowledgeable about the drawing. Her trauma about her ex-husband's issues brought me flashbacks of a very similar situation that occurred in my failed marriage. I would occasionally view spicy content, but I still love my wife. I think it was just as a convenient way to clear my mind of stress and other things. I also think it can suppress a man's urge to cheat on his partner by satisfying his drive for variety. The date I had tonight said that her husband cheated after they tried to cure his addiction by installing monitoring software on his computer and phone. During my marriage, I pulled back from intimacy with my wife because she had a very unsavory attitude. When she brought the divorce onto me, she bitterly told me that rejecting her for intimacy was the main reason for her departure. I don't know if I sound like someone addicted to adult content. I don't think that I am, but I know some people have strong feelings about adult content and probably would accuse me of being an addict. The date I was on tonight probably would as well. But I don't feel guilty about consuming such materials, should I? My opinion is that men of past generations had their own versions of sexual escapism, which may have been dirty magazines or even something as simple as a pinup calendar or clothing catalog featuring attractive models. A part of me feels that the social interaction of having a woman to share fun experiences with would be a positive thing. However, I'm unwilling to deal with the chains of a relationship. Unfortunately, many women in their 30s have been traumatized by a failed relationship and will double down on control to make sure that they don't get burned down again. What do you think, Sandman? Should I give this sweet girl a breakup notice after just the first date? P.S. She failed my litmus test by making no effort to cover any part of the dinner check. Well, Rusty, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to your bad person if you fap off Clown World show. Rust, you know where a relationship with such a woman is heading. She's probably attracted to you because you share many of the same qualities as her previous partner. Like dirty anime, too much fapping off instead of paying her attention, and odds are she has many of the qualities that your ex-wife has. Once you change your energy, you're probably going to attract completely different people. As for women freaking out when you fap off too much to something on your phone, they want them and their bodies to be enough for you. They want to know that they have you wrapped around their Kegel fingers and that you're going to go cuckoo for their vagina puffs. If you aren't, then they have all kinds of self-esteem issues. I bet you anything, many of these women would probably feel better if you cheated on them rather than watching adult content. At least if that happens, they can feel confident that they are with a high-value male that other women want as well. But when you're watching spicy content, they don't have that validation and they become insecure about their bodies and begin to fear that they aren't enough and that you might leave them because of online substitutes, which you shared examples of. I've explained this to my girlfriends before and they just didn't get it. For me, doing it was always a way to heighten my pleasure that I would receive from sex and vice versa. As a guy, there's nothing wrong with doing it a few times a week and clearing your pipes. I would just avoid telling women when I do it. Also, if women are like this now with internet content, imagine how crazy they'll get when there are blubber bots and AI-generated women on your AR or VR headset dancing in front of you in your living room without a stitch on their skin. Imagine when their AI girlfriends that compete with them for your attention. What's happening today is going to seem like the good old days. There will be different types of commitments. Women will get less and less of it. What bugs me the most is their lack of imagination. They feel like their female body should be more than enough. For example, if your date's ex dressed up in a furry costume with nothing but her tatas hanging out and a fake schlong, he would have been in furry heaven. From my experience, most women lack adventure in that department. We also need to be harsh on them when they use their night table toys. If she tells you not to fap off, then she needs to throw Dwayne, the big black dildosaurus, out in the garbage too. It's only fair. Why should she have the ability to relieve herself when you don't? Will she ever do it? I doubt it. Tell her she feels insecure that she needs something bigger to feel satisfied. And long too, like a bingo dabber. Don't laugh, I was with the woman that used one of those for her satisfaction. As for if you should actually schedule a second date, if she was like you, she would have gone halvesies out of respect. Women hate to feel that they owe someone something. Unless that someone is a guy that they'll never talk to again, or see. So he can't collect on what she owes him. You know you'd probably be wasting your time seeing her again, because it's like deja vu all over again with your ex-wife. After 15 years of relationships in 2015, I dated women that were nothing like my exes, and in many ways, were way worse, which I didn't realize until later. Don't get trapped in the same cycle with different women. As for fapping off, it makes women insecure and they feel awful if you aren't relying on them for relief in your nether regions. I never had issues with doing the Humpty Dance 2 or 3 times a week, even after many years with the same person. Even still, women would get insecure every other day if I would go and fap off in private, instead of using their privates. You won't believe the lengths some of them would go to get me away from it. When if I did it, watching stuff on my computer would go under the desk and trying to distract me, if you know what I mean. Another one demanded that I go see a sex therapist. Women hate competition. Rusty also alluded to magazines and other material in the past. Before that, there were brothels. Things like that typically supercharge intimacy with your partner. At least that's been my experience. I want them more because I know that I have options. If I didn't have options and felt trapped, I might start to resent them, and then the relationship and intimacy would get ruined. With one woman, I kept a dating profile, and she found out about it, and freaked out. I told her that I used it for fapping off material, and that I would like to look at real women but not contact them, and just fantasize about them. The thing is, when I was caught, I didn't care, because in my mind, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I wasn't cheating, and it was just a fantasy. Meanwhile, women are always looking around because of hypergamy and trying to monkey branch, and we can't typically call them out on it. As for your dependency on dirty content, Rusty, you've got an addiction if it interferes with your relationships or your job. That's what the so-called experts and therapists say. For me, that was never the case. It's more like a hobby or form of entertainment. If you want to know if you're addicted, you need to define addiction, and usually that means it's a behavior that prevents intimacy with your partner. You didn't satisfy her needs, and then it became a problem. A lot of women fear where it might lead to if you fap off. That's what happened in your case, where you shifted over to doing that instead of doing her. They would probably hear stories from other women through the gonad grapevine, where their men would just beat off in private instead of being with them. And they think that that was an absolute horror show. They might even ask you your opinion on certain things. Like one of my exes would ask me what I thought about her friend and her husband that only did it 2 times a year. I told her I didn't care, because it's not my monkey and not my circus. She was probably trying to figure out if I would ever stick around in our relationship if I got it only once or twice a year. I clearly wouldn't. But I bet you she wanted me to say that, and I never gave women answers to their devious questions. My subconscious would just pretend like they were saying nothing important. But it was like it was hiding their intentions from me or something like that. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women only want you to smash them and not yourself, because that means you won't submit 100% to their cooch. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women they would prefer that you cheat on them with another woman instead of fapping off by yourself away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.